The Astros begin the second half at home against the Twins, and they waste little time jumping on Minnesota starter Jose Berrios.
And the 1-2 pitch, a fly ball, left field in trouble, grounded back, warning track turns, it's off the wall in play. One run scores, Gonzalez at third base, he'll stop, it's a double for Bregman. 2-1 Houston. 3-2 the count, and again the payoff is a check swing, ground ball, and it's over Berrios' head. Dozier picks it up, no player run scores, and it's 3-1. Altuve runs, breaking ball, a smash, up the middle, base hit center field. Springer scores, Altuve stops at third base, 5-1 Houston.
Work from behind.
McCann skies to right, trouble, Kepler back, warning track, wall, it's gone. Brian McCann reaching down and golfing a three-run homer to the seats in right, his 11th, and it's 8-1. Gonzalez in the draft, and the pitch, a swing and a fly ball, center field crush. Buxton tracking, warning track at the wall. Byron leaps, it's gone. To dead center, Marwin Gonzalez with his 17th home run. 9-1 Houston.
Marwin Gonzalez finishes 3-for-5 with his 17th home run. 10-5 Astros is your final. All nine Astros starters pick up at least one hit in this game. Jose Altuve has 6 straight multi-hit games, and Marwin Gonzalez is riding an 8-game RBI streak. The Twins have dropped 3 straight games, and they are just 1 game over the 500 mark now at 45-44. Here's their manager, Paul Molitor.
You know, it just seemed from the get-go that for whatever reason, he looked uncomfortable. He had trouble getting settled in somehow with not throwing a lot of strikes in the first inning. He was able to get off the field. But, you know, he just kind of looked like he was in a rush with his body, and his command was off on all his pitches. You know, I was just trying to find a way to get him through that second somehow, and, it never happened. So, yeah, you know, they put up a big number, and then Phil came in and gave up the homer, and it was uphill from there. I'll just say that I admire our teams playing the game out. You know, we were actually a couple at bats there where, you know, one more big hit, and we had a chance to start doing something special. It just never quite materialized. We left a lot of guys on base despite only getting 5 hits. So, but yeah, Jose had a tough going, and I'm not sure if it was the layoff, the extra rest, or, you know, the different routine with the break. But, you know, it was obviously a struggle for him tonight.
Within that game, you lose a couple of players. Any update on Buxton and Vargas?
Yeah, you know, Buck, I didn't realize, you know, that when he scored from first on Dozier's double, that he had a slight groin strain. He wanted to stay in the game, and when I became made aware of it after the double, you know, we got him out of there just to make sure it didn't get any worse, because I know he wouldn't slow himself down. And Kenny, you know, I know he had a little bit of a bone bruise back from Rochester off a foul ball, but he said he was doing fine, and for whatever reason tonight it just started getting progressively worse. You saw him go after the pop-up, and then after the base hit he labored getting down to first base. And so we'll have to see. He's going to go get x-rays tonight just to make sure we don't have anything going on there.
Within the battle you guys put up in the batter's box, you see one of your players get his first major league hit. That'd be very satisfying.
Well, you know, we you know, Dozier breaking the Twins record for leadoff homers, and then, of course, Zach getting his first hit. You know, he's only got one hit, but he's taken some good at-bats. It was good to see him fight that one off and get an average that wasn't zero. But he's a little grinder, you know. He brings a little fire to the game, and you know, it's nice that he's getting a little taste right now.
Molly, how much did Polanco's error contribute to the first inning, and at what point does the swing over to Berrios as far as trying to make a pitch to get out of that inning?
Well, it was the second inning, and you know, it looked to me like, you know, with the runner going on a 3-2 count, that it happens quickly, but you think you might still have a chance to get a double play, and you maybe miss instead of concentrating on getting the right hop, you just kind of, you know, getting a little collision course with the baseball, and you know, wasn't able to come up with it cleanly. A lot of times you look for your pitchers to try to pick you up when you make a defensive mistake, and that didn't happen. You know, we're at 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, and you know, he's got, I think, Correa up there or somebody, and we're just trying to, you know, keep it there. The last thing I really want to do is to burn through a bunch of guys on the first day back, because it can change a fresh bullpen in a hurry. But, you know, I think he was ahead one and two, and they finally got that base hit up the middle, and then we had to go ahead and make the change.
Second pitch of the game, did Dozier kind of just get his pitch there and to where he could lead it off there?
You know, just a fastball, you know, and he's – I don't know what percentage of his 42 home runs last year were fastballs, but I guess it's a very high percentage. There's not too many people that can throw hard enough to get it by him. And, you know, it was a nice way to give us a start. I think we held a lead for about 20 minutes. But it was you know, obviously it's pretty special for him to, you know, go in the Twins record books like that.
What did Jose do between during the break, too?
I don't know what all these guys did. We know that the pitchers are given routines and the guys are going to pitch or find ways to throw to get their sides and things. But, you know, you can't go around and hold everybody's hand between the break. But I would imagine a guy like Jose did plenty.
Decent chance you get Joe Mauer back tomorrow.
I've had thoughts about, you know, whether he would play Saturday and Sunday. To be honest with you, you know, with the day-night situation, night-day, and so I had some thoughts about holding off and giving him 2 days of swinging before he got into a game. But with Kenny's situation, that might change. We're gonna wait till we get some feedback on his condition and make a decision on that.
The Twins will try to even up their series in Houston on Saturday when Ervin Santana makes the start.